Greetings, dear friends, and the Savior's worthy name. Once again, we want to use our broadcast to inform or remind you that, God willing, the end of this month, we will conclude our ministry over WNAH. That represents some 25 years of preaching the gospel of the grace of God over the station. Now, I want to add very quickly that this does not in any way indicate any change in our position, our commitment to the Word of God, or our commitment to the reaching of the lost of this community, or the building up of the Christians who live in this area. It is simply that we, under God and by His leadership, have decided to redirect our stewardship, the money that we've invested in this program. As many of you know, we have never asked for a dime. We don't come on begging. We come on knowing that God will provide the means to keep us on the air, and He has. And that's not why we're leaving. We are going off the air and taking the money that we've been investing in radio and investing it into another outreach with the gospel going out just as it has, except in a different way. This new outreach will be directed specifically at the Bellevue community. Our concern, our burden, our vision is to be more effective and of more value to the people where we are strategically located at this time. So our commitment to God's people, our commitment to the gospel of the grace of God has not diminished. In fact, if anything, it's intensified. But we are also here to affirm that our commitment to the Word of God is unchanged. We always have believed that the day God saved us, since we had any understanding of the Word of God, certainly since we began preaching over WNAH, that the Bible, the Word of God, is God's inspired message to man. It is inerrant. It is infallible. It's God's message, God's Word to us. And in the Bible, we read that God the Father sent God the Son, who came to this world, virgin born, to die, to be crucified, to be resurrected, to be glorified, that He, by the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, might offer us His gift of eternal life. This gift of eternal life is free because Jesus paid it all. We believe, too, that God the Father sent God the Son and allowed Him to die that He might purchase for Himself a church. This church is referred to as the Bride of Christ, and this church includes all true believers, no matter who they are, no matter where they meet, if they are saved by the grace of God, if they are cleansed by the blood of Christ, if they are indwelt by God the Holy Spirit, they are in the church, the body of Christ, and as such we are to meet together. We are to fellowship one with another. We are to use the Bible as our only guide and book of directions and instruction and rule book. All that we have need of is found in the Bible. It is a sufficient guide for matters of church practice and government. And then, we ran out of time on our last broadcast, but I wanted to mention that we at the Gospel Chapel have always been and still remain committed to the fact that the Bible teaches us that there are two simple ordinances left by the Lord Jesus Himself. One is baptism. Baptism is by immersion, as we understand the Word of God, and it is for all true believers. You find no case of an unbaptized believer in the Word in the New Testament. Baptism is for believers. Baptism is putting on the uniform of the Christian soldier. It is identifying with the one who redeemed you by His blood. It's just like a married person wears a ring. The ring doesn't make them married or keep them married, but it tells people they are married. And that's what baptism does. We're saved by the grace of God. We're saved by faith in Jesus Christ. We're saved as we are born of His Holy Spirit. And then we are baptized, identifying with Him in His death, burial, and resurrection. You might want to read Matthew 28:19 or Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 10, and Romans chapter 6 that teach this subject of Christian baptism. We're not baptized in order to be saved or in order to keep saved, but because we are saved by the grace of God. Well, I wanted to mention the other ordinance, the Lord's Supper. We'll get it on the next broadcast. Come out and visit with us, where Christians know and love the Lord Jesus, are committed to His Word, and would love to welcome you real soon. Amen.